Track 129. Write the number of the questions in the correct order. That's a difficult question. There are a lot of people that I would like to spend time with. I guess I would probably choose from, if we were going to take somebody really famous, I think I would choose probably Cameron Diaz. She's beautiful, but I've seen interviews with her on TV, and she seems just very funny and very interesting, and I think she would be a great person to spend a day with. When I was about, I think, 14 or 15, I had a girlfriend who lived next door to me. And one day in the summer, she was going to go back to her house. And it was, in my country, it's really light until kind of 9 or 10 at night. And so I just said, okay, bye-bye, see you. And my dad said, no, you always take a lady home, even if it's light and even if you know it's safe. And I really appreciated that, and that has helped me a lot in my life. One thing I think is really cool, and something I would really like to be able to do myself, is welding. Welding means just making things from metal, joining pieces of metal together using heat. And it's something that probably I could have learned in school, but I never took the opportunity. But if I had somebody to teach me now, I would very much like to learn that. I think, like most people who do this job, especially in Japan, it wasn't kind of my first choice. All the way through my life, I wanted to be a policeman, and I actually became a policeman. And I think that teaching was just a way of traveling and seeing the world. But the more I did it, the more I liked it, and it just ended up becoming my career. I was one of those kids who was quite good at everything, but not really very good at anything. I certainly wasn't very good at sports, but I guess probably the thing I thought that I was best at was English, but actually I wasn't very good. My scores on the tests were not great. So I think looking back now, I'd probably say geography was the thing that I was strongest in anyway. That's the end of section one of the test.